What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
It's us!
Hey, welcome to Classic Rock Remixes. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. Say hi to Alon Fong. Alon Fong, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited about this show. Bangers,
yeah.
Danny. I am bringing heat from the 80s. This is our 80s remix show. Oh, sing-alongs, but with bass. Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one. So what we're doing, these are classic rock remixes. We got a whole series of these. I think there's 8 or 9 shows already out. They're all at whatshotitsc.com. Check them all out there. And today we're going to do the 80s, just nothing but 80s, and they're all rock remixes. We do remixes because we explain this a lot, but if you haven't ever heard one of our shows, I'll be brief, but I'm going to explain this to you. The reason we do remixes is to give it more of a modern feel because the older recording quality just isn't that good. So a lot of these are completely redone. A lot of these are just redrums with a new drum track added to it. So are you ready, Alon?
Oh, yeah, Danny. Come on. Bring your heat for me.
I'm bringing the heat. Here we go. First song, taking you back to 1982, Duran Duran. This is the Ultimix remix of Hungry Like a Wolf. You can get that one at Ultimix.com if you're going to start searching for that one. Of course, you are going to pay for it, but it's on there. And Alon, I'm nervous about this one because you have picked a song that at the time it came out was my all-time favorite song. Love this song. I have great memories of this song. I have not heard the remix, and I'm nervous because, you know, when it's your favorite song, but it's Mr. Grey, so go ahead.
So, okay, a little story behind this remix. When I first met Mr. Grey, introduced myself down at 11, got to know him a little bit. And then I'm sort of the music guy for Panda, right? So I said, hey, man, would you like to do some classic remixes for the Pandas, just for the Pandas? Because strip club DJs tend to play a lot of throwback stuff when they can, right? Especially bootlegs of them or remixes. He said, sure. He said, well, come up with some songs you think would be good. And I came up with this idea. I said, why don't you do So Alive by Love and Rockets? He's like, oh, I love that song. It's a great idea. So he worked on it. He gave it to me. It's phenomenal. He just didn't quite like the mastering, so I didn't release it to anybody. So literally, this is the first time, other than in my club and probably down at 11 in Miami, it's ever been heard. This is a phenomenal remix. I used to play it all the time, and it absolutely crushed at Cahoots. So let's see what you think. This is Love and Rockets, So Alive, the Mr. Grey Panda bootleg.
Yeah, this
to Gray, Panda Bootleg, So Alive, Love and Rockets. We're here on our 80s rock remixes. What do we got here for you now? I'm going to go to a song that was on the Lost Boys soundtrack. This is Cry Little Sister. It's released by, I've always been told it's G. Tom Mack. Every time I Google it, it says Gerard McMahon. So I don't know which one he uses. I have no idea what the name of the remix is. It's just been on my hard drive forever. So here you go. See what you think. You know what? I still play that on a regular at Diamond's Cabaret. On a regular. Yeah, it was one of my favorite ones. Okay.
Dude, that's a great, great remix. And to help you out, so that is the G. Tom Mack remix, because Gerard McMahon's the original artist.
Right. But isn't Gerald McMahon and G. Tom Mack the same person?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I have that remix, and I have it as G. Tom Mack remix in my computer, I believe.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Keep it going.
So two 80s. Sexy, like dark, gothy songs right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this next one's kind of dark and sexy and gothy, but this is a banger. It's a classic, of course, talking about NXS's Need You Tonight. This is the Fox, F-A-W-K-S remix.
We gonna fox it up.
Fox it up.
Can I really say that?
Yeah. I don't mind.
So good job on that one, Alon. Good find. Okay, classic rock 80s remixes, 1983. The band, yes, the song is Owner of a Lonely Heart, the Disoffer remix.
You are the movie maker. Take your chances, win or lose.
Yeah, that one threw me when it came out because I was a big Yes fan back when Roundabout and songs like that were out. And then all of a sudden they came out with this one, and that was quite different, more poppy for them. But we are five songs into our What's Hot in the Strip Clubs 80s Rock Remix Classics. We got five more to go, and I got those next.
What's Hot in the Strip Clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back to Classic Rock Remixes of the 80s. This is What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Our website, whatshotitsc.com. That's short for What's Hot in the Strip Clubs.com. Duh, we're trying to save your fingers. Alon Fong!
Yeah?
What you got on the 80s, man? You get the first pick of the second half of the show.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Okay, check this out. Now, this is a sing-along classic, and it's interesting because most people don't know the name of the song because the name of the song is not the hook that's in the chorus.
So it's one of those songs that we're going to say, what is that song? And then we're going to hear it and we're going to, oh, okay.
I didn't know the name of the bloody song until I looked it up, found it, and then said, I wonder if someone remixed this. And I found a remix that I loved. It's a banger. And this is it. So the band is The Clash. I'm like, what? You can't play The Clash in a strip club. Well, yes, you can. Check out this sing-along. The track is called Train in Vain. The remixer, Bobby C. Sound TV Remix. Check it out.
Okay, Alon, I just want to say, what are you doing playing Clash in the strip clubs? I played, Should I Say or Should I Go many times, and Rock the Casbah. That was my all-time favorite Clash song. I used to have the 12-inch vinyl of that. Damn, how I wish I wouldn't have thrown that stuff away.
Danny, I have a great remix of both of those. I almost brought my remix of Rock the Casbah. Maybe next time I will, but I chose Train in Vain because it's a lesser hit. Mm-hmm. But it's a sing-along that everyone knows this. Stand By. Everyone thinks it's called Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Or Stand By Your Man or something.
Yeah. Okay, 1985 was the year. The artist was Eric Clapton. This is Eric Clapton and the Beat Chuggers version of Forever Man.
Clapton is gone.
Miami style.
How many times must I say I love you? Oh, you finally understand.
You know what I really love about doing these remix shows is there's a lot of these things that I forgot about. Like I'm doing, you know, old crate dig diving and trying to find some songs for the show. And I go, man, I haven't played that song in a while. And yeah, this one is definitely going back in my current playlist. That was good.
Miami style. That's like Miami Sound Machine was hanging out with Clapton and they were jamming one night.
Awesome. Gloria Estefan was in there.
Yeah. All right. Hey, check this out. Now, this song has been remixed to death. The one I'm about to bring you. But this is my favorite remix out of all of them because it uses all the key elements, even in the drop. And the kick bass is so friggin' big on a big system. It's insane when you hear it in the club. So without further ado, the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, the Shane Patrick bootleg.
I see what you mean about that, but you know it has been remixed a million times. It's been covered a billion times, mostly destroyed when it was covered. I mean, most people just, you know, I mean, there's just certain songs you just don't cover unless you're Marilyn Manson. That version kicked ass. Other than that,
I liked it, but it was a little slow for my taste.
Oh God, I loved it. Okay. Back to my pick already.
Yeah, man.
1984 was the year. The Scorpions was the band. This song, from what I've been told, has been featured in Stranger Things. I'm not a Stranger Thing person, so I don't know. But I hear it's been in the Stranger Things and the Angry Birds movie, Rock You Like a Hurricane. I don't know how I just kind of came across this song last night. Mike D remix, and I didn't even know about it until last night. So here we go. Scorpions, Rock You Like a Hurricane. One more song left in our 80s rock remixes. Only one left. This 30 minutes or 25 minutes has just flat out flown by.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So many good jams. That was great too. We got to ask Mike D about how he did that. Like, not how he did it, like his, just why and what, in, you know, what motivated him and all that. I'm very curious.
We should get Mike D on one of our podcasts and just like a Mike D show, you know, let him send us his 10 favorite remixes of all time.
There we go. And do it with Mike D, and then maybe with Mr. Gray too. And
just
let them. We'll host it, but they can do the songs.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, final track of our little party here. We're still in the '80s, folks. This song, I know, is one of Danny's favorites too. I got to give a shout out and credit to Mr. Dane Hansen, the former president of Panda. He's managing the pony clubs down there in Alabama, right?
Yes, and he's the Pony 2. He's a general manager of the Pony 2 in Huntsville.
In Huntsville, Alabama. Great club. Shout out to Pony Boss as well, who was a great host for us and for Pandemonium. But anyways, the song is by The Police, Message in a Bottle. This is the Hershey Remix, H-I-R-S-H-E-E Remix. First heard in Miami.
Man, now I want to do an all 80s night, but remixes and beat matching and all kinds of fun stuff. This was such a fun, this might have been my most fun show.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. Absolutely. We got to do more, but we got to ask everybody, what remixes do we need to look for? So there's some 80s songs we didn't hit and you want us to know, if we have remixes of it or can find them, comment.
Yeah. Most of the ones that I found, it's just like things that I've just came up with over the years. I couldn't tell you where I got them, most of them, you know. So anyway, but let us know. I mean, let us know on any of the remixes, because we've done 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 00s. So, and 00s, they say, is not classic, but yes, 00s are classic. I'm telling you right now, 00s are classic. Alan Fong, we had some fun. What's Hot ITSC is our website. You can catch all of our shows. We got new music shows, old music shows, middle of the road music shows. We're all over the place.
It's all about the music.
Yeah, it's all about the music.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alan Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
All those remixes were ridiculous, Danny. Fire.
Fire.